tonight, turn to Psalm 61. Psalm 61. I received the text on Monday from some folk that are precious to me. And in that text, the word overwhelmed was used. And as our brother Brady was singing tonight, I've never heard the song before, but I've read the text. And my heart and my mind went back to Psalm 61. I actually didn't know exactly which psalm it was, but I flipped through my Bible right quick and found it. I knew it was that on the page. Let's read Psalm 61 together tonight. It's just 8 verses. The Word of God said, "Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer." I want to remind you tonight that this is a Psalm of David. David being a man after God's own heart. A lot of people can't imagine God's people, good people, people that love God, being in a place where their heart is overwhelmed. But 4 times in the Word of God, in the book of Psalms, the Bible said, when my heart or when my spirit was overwhelmed within me. And here is the first time that it's made mention of. David said, "From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." David had a high position, Brother Jason, in Israel. But he knew the one that had the highest position.
Amen.
Higher than I. He said, "For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever." We were actually going there tonight talking about the millennium. And about David's throne and some promises that God made to David. But he said, "I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name." I want to ask you a question tonight. How many of y'all were raised in a godly family? There's several. That's a lot to be thankful for. When the bus workers came, Brother Billy, to pick me up, my mom and dad ran. Dad normally wasn't home, but if he was, they ran to the back of the house. They didn't want to face them church-going people because they knew they weren't right with God. But they'd let us ride the bus. Them folk would bring us a piece of gum or a piece of candy on Saturday, and they'd let us ride the bus. I tell you what a joy it was to those people's hearts when I went back to Maryland to visit, and I preached in that church where my bus driver and his wife were, where my Sunday school teacher was. God took that little snotty-nosed boy and saved him at age 27. 30 days later, put a call of God on his life to preach the gospel. And I'm telling you tonight, the Word of God said something about a heritage of those that fear thy name. We should be thankful we were born in a country where we could hear the gospel, where we don't have to go underground to worship or carry a Bible or read a Bible. Amen. The Bible said here, "Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him." David closes the psalm with these words in verse 8, "So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Pray with me. Father, thank you tonight for the Word of God And Lord, as we share a little thought tonight from the Word of God, I pray, God, that someone would, Lord, be able to take it, be able to use it. Lord, when I read the Psalm a while ago, I thought about my boy. Lord, I love my boy. But he is overwhelmed right now, Lord. God, I pray you'll lead him to the rock. It's higher than both of us are. God, that you'll help him with that deep, settled peace, Lord. Lord, we have an enemy, but Lord, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. I pray, Father, tonight for those that may be sitting under the sound of my voice. Maybe some uncertainty, Lord. But Lord, I know there's some things for certain in the midst of the uncertainty. Thank you, Lord, for David. Thank you for this text. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Just a couple of things tonight that stick out to me as I look in this psalm tonight. David says, lead me to the rock that is higher than I when my heart is overwhelmed. David talks about, first of all, tonight, being in a position of prayer. Let me say this to you tonight. We ought to maintain close communion with God because we never know when the storm's coming. And I wouldn't want to have to spend 5 days getting right with God, amen, when the storm comes. And we ought to maintain that close fellowship with God so that we can have that confidence that he hears and he answers our prayer. He said, from the end of the earth, the first verse he said, attend unto my prayer. Then he said, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. And it doesn't matter where David was, he had access to the throne of God. And tonight, I want you and I to know tonight, listen, this is more than an exercise when we gather around the altar. There's a God in heaven. There's a God in heaven that hears our prayer. There's a God in heaven that knows what we need even before we ask. And there's a God in heaven that loves us tonight. David, he said, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. I never shall forget years ago when God put this text in my heart. A couple of things here about lead me. Normally tonight, when our heart is overwhelmed, whether it's David, whether it's Pastor, whether it's you, we're not seeing clearly. If you could imagine a blindfold, in other words, we're just not seeing. Well, if I'm not seeing, I need somebody to come alongside. I need somebody to take my hand. And I need somebody that I can have enough confidence in that's not going to lead me away from the rock. But it's going to lead me to the rock that's higher than I. Amen. That's what we need. That's, I believe, exactly what the Bible's talking about when it said, bear you one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Tonight, you may be on the mountain. And I tell you, before the sun comes up in the morning, you could be in one of the deepest, darkest valleys you've ever faced in your life. One phone call, one doctor visit. That song, Sister Paula, I Can Lean. I thought about my brother John Sunday morning. He stood back there by the sound booth and he leaned on the sound booth, unsteady on his feet. Things are swimming. I'm glad we have a Savior tonight. We can lean on when things are swimming. Amen. When it doesn't feel like the ground under our feet is stable. There's a rock that'll never change. We can stand on that rock tonight when our heart is overwhelmed. Not only does that lead me, normally when our heart is overwhelmed, can we not see clearly? But normally it has not affected. Not only effect on our sight, but it has an effect on our strength. John told me he was somewhere the other day and he was just walking along, and that hit him. But thank God Hayden was beside of him. And Chris was beside of him. And they were able to steady him and able to get him. How many's getting this tonight? I promise you, Brother Gary, you and I know, brother, they're going to be tired. We're going to need somebody to be alongside of us. Not out yonder in front of us and not so far behind us we can't find them. Right there with us, amen. Alongside of us, amen. And lead us to the rock that's higher than I. I don't know about you tonight, but I'm glad David was humble enough. I think a lot of people go through life with their chest stuck out like, why, it don't never happen to me. I don't never get overwhelmed in my spirit. Well, I'm glad for you. Some of us do. Amen. Some of us, beloved, know that we need help. And the songwriter said, I need the prayers of those I love. Amen. And we need that help that we might get to the rock. David said, thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I think about a shelter, how blessed that is. I got caught down on the lower end of Seguinsville one time when I had a motorcycle. I got caught in a torrential downpour. And somebody had a woodshed. And there, it wasn't full of wood. There was enough room for me to get in out of the rain, out of that torrential downpour. And it meant everything, beloved, because you couldn't even see it was raining so hard. How many's glad when it rains in life, there's a shelter that we can get in, amen? There's the Bible, or the songwriter said, in the shelter of his arms. Here in the psalm, he's talking about the shelter of his wings. There's a covering. Glory to God, we can come right under, amen, and experience the peace of God. There's peace, though the storm be raging, in the shelter of his arms. He said, I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I want to say this tonight, not in a mean spirit. I guess every one of us, we battle this abiding. We're kind of in and out a little bit, up and down a little bit. That word abides talking about a constancy, a steady, amen, abiding in the tabernacle. And he said, I'm going to do that forever. I'm going to trust in the covert of thy wings. Tonight, I'm reminded of something an old preacher said. He said, when you can't track him, you may not know what he's doing. When you can't track his hand, you can trust his heart. God's not against us. He's for us. Amen. And beloved, it sometimes doesn't make sense right now. But we need to know that when the storms come. He said, you've heard my vows. You've given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. What a blessed heritage we have. Thou wilt prolong the king's life. How long are you going to live, David? Forever.
Amen.
One preacher said, I wouldn't get too excited. You're just going to live as long as God does. If you're saved tonight, you're going to live forever. Amen. He said he shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. You know how come we make it through the storms? Because God's merciful. You know how come we can make it through the storms? Because we have the truth of God's word. Amen. Let me say this to you. You'll get in trouble when you start operating on your feelings. You better operate by faith. And in order to operate by faith, better stay in the book. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So will I sing praise unto thy name. I want to thank these families tonight for singing praise unto his name. He's worthy tonight. Brother Jason's, Brother Dale griping about his range. He ought to have mine. dodo. Amen. I'm just glad you come tonight. You just remember this when your heart's overwhelmed. You need some help, ask somebody to help you. Help you get to that rock. Brother Mark, we ran into a lady yesterday who needed help, didn't we? Sitting there, them four walls closing in on her. I've never seen her in such a shape as long as I've known her. I'm going to tell you something, honey. Your walls will close in on you one of these days, too. We actually ran into two yesterday. Very low ebb. What a blessing it is to be able to come alongside. Come alongside. Be a blessing to someone along life's way. All hearts and minds clear.